with SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court has ruled that former presidents are entitled to some immunity from prosecution. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a historic 6-3 ruling, justices said former presidents have absolute immunity for official acts, but no immunity for unofficial acts. And the high court is sending Donald Trump's immunity case back to a lower court to figure out how it applies to the former president. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that the president is not above the law, but Congress may not criminalize the president's conduct in carrying out constitutional responsibilities. The immediate outcome means an extended delay in the Trump matter and the unlikelihood that a trial could be held before the November presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson says members of President Biden's cabinet should consider using the 25th Amendment to remove him from office, considering his weak debate performance Thursday night.
Speaker Johnson said on Friday, quote, "I would ask the cabinet members to search their hearts." The 25th Amendment to the Constitution, which governs presidential succession, says that the vice president and most of the cabinet may vote to declare a president, quote, "unable to discharge the power and the duties of his office," and give the vice president the duties of acting president. A dispute from the president about his capacity to perform the job would send the question to Congress, which could then decide to give the vice president the powers of acting president by a two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate. Never have the vice president and the cabinet declared a president incapable of serving in office. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal appeals court has allowed the U.S. Education Department to move ahead with a plan to lower monthly payments for millions of student loan borrowers, putting on hold a ruling last week by a lower court. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 50 points, the NASDAQ rose 146, the S&P advanced 14. This is SRN News. Americans consider the fate of Confederate monuments.
The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that close to two-thirds of the general population thinks statuary and memorials honoring Confederates should be left alone, although about half of those people say some signage adding context should be added. Amongst people of faith, large majorities of white evangelicals, white mainline Protestants, and white Catholics say the monuments should simply be left alone. Strong majorities of Hispanic Protestants and Catholics also agree. Even amongst black Protestants, only 26% say the statues should be destroyed.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state last month. It's the latest effort by conservatives to incorporate religious values into public schools. SRN News. Britain's governing party is gambling on a summer election to be held this Thursday, July 4th.
The UK will hold its first national election in almost 5 years on Thursday. Opinion polls suggest Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party will be punished for failing to deliver on promises made during 14 years of government. The centre-right Tories took power during the depths of the global financial crisis and have won three more elections since. But those years have been marked by a sluggish economy, declining public services, and a series of scandals. The Labour Party, which leans to the left, is far ahead in most opinion polls, after focusing its campaign on a single word, change. Nayan Kim, London.
The Bolivian government has summoned the Argentine ambassador to address the country's claims the attempted military coup that rattled Bolivia this week was a hoax. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.